DW.
The Bay of Quintero Pucunkavi in Chile used to be a peaceful summer paradise, a tourist destination where colourful fishing boats drifted peacefully on the water. Around 40,000 people lived in the area, and tourism and fishing were its main sources of employment. But in the 1960s, the bay began to become the centre of Chilean industrial development. Thermal power plants soon appeared, and some of the country's biggest and dirtiest companies moved their headquarters to the bay. Petrochemical outfit Oxyquim, gas company Gasmar, and mining company Codelco, as well as the national petroleum company ENAP, were among them. Today, Quintero Pucunkavi's beaches are empty. Clouds of dark smog loom on the horizon, and fishermen struggle to make a living. Claudio Hernandez leads the Fishermen's Union in Quintero. It formed in 2014 after an accident involving the state oil company, ENAP, which spilled 30,000 litres of oil into the sea.
We have been harmed a lot. For 4 years since the oil spill in 2014, we have been fighting against contamination. We are the only group of fishermen that have spoken up. The other groups are all corrupted by the companies, and they keep their mouths shut. There are many young fishermen that want to continue with the art of fishing, but there are not many fish left, and the traders won't buy our fish anymore because of the contamination.
Fear as well as bribes keep the fishermen in Quintero quiet. Several environmental activists have been killed in Chile over recent years. Last October, Alejandro Castro, a 27-year-old fisherman and union leader from Quintero, died in mysterious circumstances. The official cause of death was suicide, but many in the community believe he was murdered. Alejandro Ochoa works for an ENAP contractor and is a member of the Quintero Pucunkavi Bay Industrial Union. He's also part of Quintero Pucunkavi's Environmental Recovery Council, a body of civil society, government and industry representatives. He says that health problems are rife among workers in Quintero.
The health issue is nothing new. We have always fought against the pollution because we are the first ones who suffer from poisoning. We are the victims of a brutal neoliberal system in Chile that has no social component. If the companies don't take the responsibility for the workers, they won't take the responsibility for the communities either. The government doesn't care about what happens in Quintero.
Alejandro Ocha says children are at particular risk. Last October, air pollution levels in the area hit a new peak. 17-year-old student Tara Pizarro remembers it clearly.
Many of my classmates were missing. The teacher arrived and told us there was gas poisoning, but he didn't know much more. Other children had headaches and were vomiting and fainting. I was sick and dizzy, but I didn't know why. Many of my classmates had to go to the hospital. Some of them were unconscious. Some couldn't move their legs. It was horrible. Now they put up some air purifiers in our classrooms, but they don't really help because they don't filter out toxic gases.
More than 50 students and teachers were hospitalised that day. According to the Chilean Ministry of Health, 1,398 people were treated for gas poisoning in local hospitals between September 21st and October 18th last year. The situation hasn't changed much since.
We had some days off, then we went back to class and were poisoned again. We were living it every day. We couldn't even study without someone starting to vomit. That hasn't stopped and it won't stop. Not now, not in 2 years. That's why we demand that they should respect the World Health Organization's standards and improve the learning conditions in the schools.
Tara Pizarro and her classmates have taken to the streets to demand a healthy environment for Quintero's youth. Younger members of the community with weaker immune systems are hit hardest by pollution. The government sent a team of experts to the area who detected more than 120 different gases in the air. One was methyl chloroform, also known as trichloroethane, which fits with the symptoms Quintero residents have complained of: dizziness, headaches and vomiting. The chemical has been banned in Chile since 2015. But many suspect OxyChem, which marketed trichloroethane for many years, as the source of the leak. The company denies selling or using the chemical substance since it was banned 3 years ago. But just a few months ago, OxyChem appeared as a supplier of trichloroethane on a website for chemical products. In a statement, the company said, "We can assure you that our processes are unrelated to the events and that OxyChem does not use, market or store any of the components associated with the damages in Quintero Puchuncaví." The state oil company ENAP also issued a statement saying that it regretted the situation in Quintero and that all studies carried out show that ENAP is not responsible for these events. Locals want the authorities to step in and hold whoever is responsible to account. But Maria Araya says the state has other priorities.
We are fighting against the country's economic powers. There are 18 polluting companies. Two are state-owned and the others are private. It's very unlikely that the state is going to respond to what is really happening. They sacrifice our children's lives for money. We are the economic center of the country. If they close one company, the whole economy collapses.
Locals call Quintero Puchuncaví Bay the Zona de Sacrificio, the sacrifice zone, because they feel their health and well-being has been laid on the altar of economic growth. Sebastian Santos is spokesperson for the local council in Quintero.
There are no studies about heavy metals or the gases that have affected people, nor are there any about the rates of cancer. But we know that many people have family members with cancer. We don't only have air pollution, we also have soil and marine pollution. The regulations in Chile don't reach the international standards. They can be up to 5 times higher than the ones established by the International Health Organization. The state is an accomplice of the industry. It makes regulations that allow the industry to produce this way and contaminate the people, the ecosystem, and the whole environment.
The council is demanding state regulation of industrial companies and wants an investigation to establish the exact causes of various instances of poisoning. The World Health Organization has warned of high levels of arsenic in the area, which can be absorbed into the water. The average arsenic concentration in Quintero and Puchuncaví, according to a study by the Chilean Ministry of Health, is 23 times higher than that allowed in the European Union. Birgit Gestenberg, the United Nations Regional Representative for South America, visited the region and expressed concern over the impact of pollution on the local population. She pointed out that the state is supposed to be committed to protecting human rights through legislation and institutions.
Dos gardenias para ti. Con ella quiero decir, te quiero, te adoro, mi vida. Ponle toda tu atención, que serán tu corazón y el mío.
DW